Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're talking just for a few minutes about MicroStrategy and CEO Michael Saylor. Now, there is an interview around on YouTube with him from CoinDesk. Very interesting, really smart guy, and it's something to watch a guy that smart try to carry on a conversation with three news people. I'll just leave it at that. Now, MicroStrategy invested over $1 billion, I think last fall, in Bitcoin. And according to him, at that time, the stock was trading somewhere north of $120 a share. And now I believe well over $700. If you go to Wikipedia, you'll see that MicroStrategy is a company that provides business intelligence, mobile software, and cloud-based services. Says it was founded in 1989 by Michael Saylor, San Ubansal, and Thomas Sfat. The firm developed software to analyze internal and external data in order to make business decisions and to develop mobile apps. It is a public company headquartered in Tysons Corner, Virginia, in the Washington metropolitan area. Its primary business analytics competitors include SAP, AJ Business, Objects, IBM Congos, and Oracle Corporation's BI platform. Saylor is the CEO and chairman of the board. So you can see this is a real serious company. It's a company that's all about making other companies smarter. And if you watch the interview on CoinDesk with Mr. Saylor, you'll see that he certainly is a smart man. Saylor started MicroStrategy in 1989 with a consulting contract from DuPont, which provided Saylor with $250,000 in startup capital and office space in Wilmington, Delaware. It goes on to say, Saylor was soon joined by the company co-founder San Ubansal, whom he had met while the two were students at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The company produced software for data mining and business intelligence using non-linear mathematics, an idea inspired by a course on systems dynamics theory that they look at MIT. Think about this. This guy's developing programs in nonlinear mathematics. And to sit here and watch him on this CoinDesk interview be questioned by a young journalist who looks like he doesn't own a hairbrush or comb, doesn't seem to be able to form a cogent thought. To sit here and badger Michael Saylor on Bitcoin, it's humorous to me. When you look at the fact that the smartest people in the room are buying and recommending Bitcoin, and then we have these journalists come on, who most of them sadly look like they have an IQ somewhere south of 80, want to badger and attack people that are pro-Bitcoin. Not financial advice, just an opinion. Now, it goes on, it says, as far as the history of the company, a little bit further down, it says, in 1992, MicroStrategy gained its full major client when it signed a $10 million contract with McDonald's. It increased revenues by 100% each year between 1990 and 96. Think about that. It doubled every year from 90 to 96. In 1994, the company's offices and its 50 employees moved from Delaware to Tysons Corner, Virginia. On June 11, 1998, MicroStrategy became a public company via initial public offering. In 2000, the company founded Alarm.com as part of its research and development unit. On March 20th, 2000, after review of its accounting practices, the company announced that it would restate its financial results for the preceding 2 years. The stock's price, which had risen from $7 a share, raised to as high as $233 per share in a year, fell $120 per share, or 62% in a day, and what is regarded as the bursting of the dot-com bubble. In December 2000, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission brought charges against the company and its executives. A lawsuit was subsequently filed against MicroStrategy and certain of its officers over fraud. In December 2000, Saylor, Ubansal, the company's former CEO, settled with the SEC without admitting wrongdoing, each paying $350,000 in fines. The officers also paid a combined total of $10 million in disgorgement. The company settled with the SEC, hiring an independent director to ensure regulatory compliance. In February 2008, MicroStrategy sold Alarm.com to venture capital firm ABS Capital Partners for $27.7 million. Now, you know, some people might be a little bit alarmed over this whole fraud accusation from the SEC, but you have to remember this was in the late 90s, early 2000s. When a company grows that fast, sometimes mistakes are made. And apparently they rectified everything. It says in February 2009, MicroStrategy sold Alarm.com to venture capital firm ABS Capitals. It goes on and says in 2011, the company expanded the offerings to include a cloud-based service, MicroStrategy Cloud. In 2013, MicroStrategy sold Angel to Genesis Telecommunications Laboratories for $110 million. In January 2014, the company announced a new feature of the platform called Prime, Parallel Relations and Memory Engine, co-developed with Facebook. In October 2014, the company announced plans to lay off 770 employees a month after reducing Saylor's salary from $875,000 to $1 at his request. Well, I like to see a CEO that will take it on the chin when things don't go well. It says in 2015, MicroStrategy announced general availability of MicroStrategy 10. In the fall of 2018, the company released MicroStrategy 11. In January 2019, MicroStrategy announced the general availability of MicroStrategy 2019. And in February 2020, the company announced its latest release, MicroStrategy 2020, including a new design for its hyper-intelligence analytics tool. In August 2020, MicroStrategy invested $250 million in Bitcoin as a treasury reserve asset, citing declining revenues from cash, a weakening dollar, and other global macroeconomics factors. The company made several additional large purchases of Bitcoin later in the year. In total, the company spent over $1 billion purchasing Bitcoin in 2020 at an average price of about $15,000 per Bitcoin. $15,964 per Bitcoin. Michael Saylor is the main driver behind this strategy. So apparently they have more than tripled their money since then. Now it goes on, talks a little bit about the products and how MicroStrategy says is introduced in 2010, and now here we are in 2020. It's all about making companies work smarter, work more efficient. What I really wanted to get into here was just the fact that we have a successful company, been around for 32 years, been through some tough times, been through some changes, but they're looking at Bitcoin as a reserve alternative to cash. And the thing that strikes me is when this guy takes his time to go on an interview with journalists, it's almost like he's in a pack of wolves, the way they attack him. They want to bring up every imaginary situation. What happens if Bitcoin's shorted? What happens if this happens? What happens if that happens? When Saylor just simply sits there and calmly explains to them that this is where the future is, this is what Bitcoin is, this is why we did it. An interesting interview, I would say that, on Coindesk.com. And you can find out a little bit more about MicroStrategy, and you can see it here on Wikipedia.org, what they've done and how they're making Bitcoin a part of their company. Now, as I said, this is not financial advice, but it's interesting to see these pretty decent-sized companies start to turn to Bitcoin as an alternative to their cash reserves. They see it as an appreciating asset, not as a depreciating asset. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.